Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another listener question show. It's taken us over 1,500 episodes to get what I think may be the ultimate listener question. It's from Clara and Chance up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it involves a tuba and Walt Disney World. So stand by for that. I can't wait to answer this one. But don't forget, today's show brought to you by friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance out of my iPhone XS Max, I see it at Riverside because that's where I am right now. We just checked in last night, and I've been getting excited for this trip for months and months, and it's finally here. And as soon as I get home, I'm going to reset, maybe head down for Galaxy's Edge Labor Day weekend or maybe Marathon weekend. The great part about these apps, you can reuse them time and time again to get excited for this trip and the next trip and the next trip. So check them out today. Great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. As you do that shopping, and I know Prime Day is coming up soon, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You'll get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So please bookmark it on all your devices and tell your friends and family, and even people that are not friends and family. Click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1503 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and Disney's Port Orleans Riverside Resort. We're down there having a good time. We're recording this one a bit early, so you don't miss your Wednesday listener questions. But make sure you're following me on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. I'll be posting my pictures. I'll be going for a run this morning, and I don't know what park we're going to be honest. We're just kind of having a little free time. We're going to enjoy the pool over at Riverside, probably grab some beignets over at French Quarter, do some Disney Springs. I don't know. We'll have a good time. So follow along on Instagram and Twitter. We're having a great time getting ready for the podcast cruise on Friday. But joining me today for more listener questions, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
Nothing. Nothing for me.
You're holding down the fort. You're keeping the home fires burning, or whatever they say.
That's right. I have a week to go, basically. So that's okay. But I do want to remind everyone, because we are getting to the exciting time of the kickoff for the Be Our Guest podcast, Give Kids the World fundraiser extravaganza, longest name ever. I mean, I figure if Universal and Disney can have long names for their attractions, I can have a long name for our show. So anyway, make sure you are tuned in on Facebook on Friday, July 5th at, I believe we've decided, 10 o'clock. So we're going to kick off our fantastic fundraising events. We'll have the date for our first of three Be Our Guest podcast live show slash auctions that you guys can participate in. We're going to be raising money for Give Kids the World. We are going to have the auction, the three auctions. So if you do have auction items, please send them to please send me an email to bogpauction@gmail.com so I can work on figuring out the logistics of you sending me the items. But we're going to have a great auction this year, partnered with Magical Wishes for Kids. So we're going to be using their auction that they've used, and it's fantastic, much better than the Facebook auctions we've run in the past, I promise. if you've experienced our Facebook auction in the past, that was a bit of a nightmare. This is actually a real auction, I promise. So yeah, it's gonna be great. So make sure you're there on Friday, July 5th, for the kickoff celebration.
And we want the Facebook group just packed on that day when we're live from Give Kids World. I mean, I am hauling down a studio in a suitcase to do this. And so if I see like six listeners, I'm going to be fired. I'm going to find you guys, because this is like crazy. Like,
we had to beg Mike to do this. We threatened. Ricky and I ganged up on him.
We did.
I'm just saying, I had to work. And my dad is a genius. He is, because he's a radio engineering genius. But when I work with my dad to figure out how to hook all this stuff up, he expects me to understand all the ins and outs. He's like, well, this thing goes there. And then, of course, it goes this, 17. certain ways. I'm like, I don't do this. I'm a travel agent. I don't do
it's
this.
It's so
like,
fun to do stuff with your dad. Sometimes. It is. You walk away from that being like, awesome.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm
seriously.
A moron.
That's why, well, you know, he's like, he's going so fast. Of course, I'm like with my iPhone, just taking pictures of everything. Like, okay, so if I can go back and just look at the picture, like it looked like this at one point and it worked. Anyway, Pam Forrester joining us from the Magic for Less Travel. Glad to have you back, Pam. What's going on?
Look behind me. Look at this. New background.
I noticed that looked different. I like it.
Right? I know.
Super millennial. You got the brick wall.
So fancy.
Yes.
But anyways, yes, I'm back. Was I gone? I think I was here last week.
We're so out of order for the next 2 weeks. Who knows? You may be back one show and gone another. It's so crazy. So just to understand, you have podcasts. They're all there, and they're actually pretty fun shows, all these shows. I'm excited for the upcoming podcast, but if we say the wrong day of the week, it's just we. It's podcasting.
It's okay. There's lots of stuff going on, so
a little bit.
We're gonna make it happen. And 2020, let me just tell you, can I give my little plea to people?
Yes.
If you are interested in 2020, please send a note to your agent soon. We are seeing availability and different weird quirky things that we haven't seen in the past. I'm sure that has something to do with Galaxy's Edge. I'm sure it has to do with other things, but just get those dates locked in. For a package, it's a $200 deposit, and that's all it takes. And the other thing I want to mention is that we have at the Magic for Less Travel until July 18th, special incentives for you to book that 2020 vacation with us. I know, right? We double our gift card on some of our packs, right? I know. And I don't say, this is something I don't typically, we don't like publicize. We just say special incentives. For my Be Our Guest podcast family, I will tell you, we double our gift card on some of these. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, it's worth getting. So, and that's just to reward people who book early because we can do that. It's the only time of the year we do that. And this is our chance. So I'm excited. 2020.
Crazy.
It's going to be a good time to be at Walt Disney World. I'm just saying.
Wait, are 2020 packages available now? Wait,
yes.
Are they? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That whole week I've kind of blocked out.
I'm sure you did.
It's been fun. And you know what? I'm giving out Disney gift cards like Oprah Winfrey. I'm just saying. You get a gift card.
Dude,
I'm flying, man. They're just flying out of my email. Anyway. So let's get to the questions. That's why you're here. Now, this is the greatest question. I'm so excited for this one.
I'm scared about this one.
All right, here's the title. Tuba playing at Disney World. Please help.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Tuba playing.
Tuba. Hello, BOGP crew. My mom, boyfriend, and I have a trip to Disney World booked for August 28th through September 4th, 2019. Now, see, you see those dates, and you're immediately thinking Galaxy's Edge is the question, right? No, it's not the question.
No. Okay.
We've run into a bit of a snag. My boyfriend plays the tuba professionally, and has just found out about an orchestral audition for mid-September. I can't read this. This makes him hesitant to join us as he wants to ensure he is prepared for his audition. He has traveled to Disney with his tuba in tow in the past, but he's always struggled to find places to practice. The Florida heat and humidity make it too difficult to play outdoors, and the sound carries too far. I'm not laughing about this, but I'm picturing this in my head because I can just see myself next to like this family, like next door at like Pop Century. Anyway, playing in our room has never been an option either. Do you know of any spaces that could accommodate? A conference room, reception hall, banquet room, etc. would be ideal. We'll be staying at Pop Century this trip, but he's willing to travel anywhere on property for a practice space. Thank you for your advice regarding this unusual situation. We look forward to hearing from you. Your devoted Disney fan from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Clara and Chance the Tuba Player. So it's like Chance the rapper, but he's Chance the tuba player because he's not from Chicago. I was thinking about this one, you know, because like I think it's awesome because obviously there does have to be professional tuba players. That's really, really cool. But just like the sound of a tuba by itself, if you're not expecting it, like, I'm like, what is that? What, you know, like I can just see myself up center, like, what? Boom, 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 boom. Just like I've just got this picture in my head. So Ricky, can you imagine any place that's wide? Because I mean, your tuba would carry, I would imagine, this like miles, wouldn't it?
I have no idea where. Oh my gosh, what an unusual question, but valid, of course.
If you were on a football field, that thing would carry like the length of a football field. If you're really like playing at normal volume, I would guess. I mean, it would just, I don't know if it would disturb people if it was a song, but I mean, you would hear it.
I could say is there's obviously no like private conference room that you could go to at Pop Century, so you'd have to like go to one of the deluxe resorts and maybe beg them. I don't actually have any idea. I have zero clue for this one. This one stumped me.
My suggestion would be to get like recruit some people in the food court and get them to march behind you and just start playing your tube and like march around Hourglass Lake and just make it a parade. You know, I don't know. No, that's probably mean. I shouldn't say that. But I mean, I don't really know. Pam, what do you say? I mean, I can't think of a space that would contain something as strong as a tuba sound.
I know. And Disney charges and gets premium pricing for their conference space, right? So I don't know how likely they are to, I mean, let that happen. Plus it's booked,
right?
You know, a lot of times the conference space is booked a lot of times, and it's also located next to other conference spaces. So again, that would present some challenges in the space of that, you know, you're going to be disrupting the other thing. This is really a challenging question. I don't know that I've ever heard it. I mean, your best bet might be something like to lift to a location off property, like as opposed to if it was really something that he was going to be wanting to do during the day, like when you're at the parks or something, that might be your best. But even then, I don't know where you would even try.
Yeah.
Maybe a school. Like maybe a school would let you do it if they had somebody else in there. You know what I mean? Somebody else in the school. They'd let you do it in their gym or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we've been stumped on questions before, but when I got that one, I was like, we're not going to have an answer to this one. And I feel his pain, right? Because I mean, it's like, athletes want to practice on vacation because you don't want to lose your edge. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, a tuba is a great instrument, but that has to be a huge challenge. I mean, you just can't, it's not a piccolo like Scott was playing on the last podcast cruise. Like that was, you know.
No, that was much better.
And it's like to practice at the school, I'm sure you're going to have to submit to a full background check.
I would hope.
Yeah, but they're not going to let anyone just roll into the school and do that. So I don't know. Good luck. Tell us if you find an answer to that.
Yes,
I'm interested.
And also, if you have suggestions, put them on the Facebook page because we want to know. Like, because maybe somebody has something really obvious that we're just totally missing.
Right.
I just think it's cool though. Like, I would like a tuba. Just has a cool sound. I've always loved tubas or sousaphones. You know, something like that. I don't know. All right, next question. We didn't help very much there, so let's hope on this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but it was a good question.
It is a good question. All right, she says, this is Amy. She says, help, we're leaving for Walt Disney World next week and have a quick question. Hey, BOGP crew, we're leaving for Walt Disney World next week. We're spending June 27th to the 30th at the World and staying at Riverside. Maybe we'll run into Mike. Maybe you will. I'll be out there running every morning. We are regular Disney visitors going about annually for the past 10 years, normally for about a week. This time, for a variety of reasons, our family of five is going for 4 days, and instead of park hoppers, we're going with regular tickets. We're contemplating doing a Disney Vacation Club tour in order to secure the free Fast Passes offered. Do you know if the Fast Passes are still offered as part of the Vacation Club tours? Do you know if they still offer the free Anytime Fast Passes? And do you know if the tours would be in the evening, or would they have to give up prime morning or daytime touring to do the tour? Thanks, Amy's in Baltimore. All right, so one thing I know, I think I know about the tours, never done them, you know, not really my thing, but I don't think you're going to be able to do that at nighttime. I think that's going to be like a morning or lunchtime-ish kind of thing, because that's when see the vans
going. I would think when business hours were.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. But yeah. Ricky, do you know, or Pam, do you guys know anything on that? I don't,
and even if we told you the offer could change tomorrow it would be completely different. It's just I don't believe the fast passes are good for every attraction. I mean, like most of the fast passes, they'll have the limits on Flights of Passage and all the big name attractions, the ones that you would have a challenge getting a fast pass
for. From what I've heard, Pam is correct. I believe that as of the last thing I heard, they are still offering the fast passes. However, you can't get it for Flight of Passage, for Frozen Ever After, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, or Slinky Dog Dash, or I'm not sure about Alien Swirling Saucer, but I know Slinky Dog Dash was included in that. So, you know, the ones that are hard to get, you can't, you're not going to get them for, you know, you're not gonna be able to use that for. So,
So we just got the best answer ever on the tuba in the chat. Okay.
Got it.
Marlisa has it. You go over to Riverside and you just jam out with Yeehaw Bob on a Wednesday through Saturday night. Bob would absolutely let you get up there, dude. You'd be just rocking it. But you got to know his tunes. I mean,
that's right.
But if he's a professional, he could probably just pick it up. I mean, can you imagine Bob and a tuba? That'd be the greatest show ever.
That would be so funny.
That would be.
That'd be awesome. All right, Chip's got a question in the chat. He says, I'll ask my question. Why not? Looking at going either 2020 or 2021 with the in-laws. The in-laws have never been, and I'll have 3 kids. They're going to be 7, 5, and 2. As a teacher, we go in the summer. Do you expect normal summer discounts next year, or would we just wait for the 50-year anniversary? It's going to be the in-laws' first time. All right, Spam, what's your advice you give generally to folks when they're looking, they're looking at 2020 summer, or obviously we just got into that, being able to book that, but looking into crystal ball for 2021, that's going to be the 50th. Discounts always based on availability and occupancy, right?
Absolutely. And the discounts have changed over the years, especially in the summer, to look at what they're offering in terms of the percentage discount. There's usually some discount available. The dates change a little bit every year. The discount amount changes every year, but there probably will be some kind of discount available. And, I think that I still am a big advocate of the fact that the summer is a great time to go.
I agree.
It just is. I don't think that we see the crowds that we do at some other times of year. I understand that the weather is a concern, but for me, I just really alter the way that I tour. And there's different things that I really think about when I'm choosing to go in the summer. And one of them is the resort that I'm staying at. I want to think about that pool area because I can guarantee we're going to be in the pool at least once a day, if not more often.
Yeah.
It's just the way it kind of works out. It becomes more important, things like that. So think about that. And think about the different kind of things that you may want to consider in the summer. Once you have a hopper pass, it's really not that much more to add water parks to your hopper pass. And that's something that you may actually use. It's not as if the water parks are less fun than the theme parks. I mean, right. That's the thing. Like, you can't stack up these experiences. They're all so different and unique and say, well, this one's more fun and this is less fun and whatever. You'll drive yourself crazy trying to do that, right? It's all a heck of a lot more fun than being at home. So think about some of the things that you can do. Disney World is not just about those theme parks. You have the water parks. You have the resort activities. I will tell you, I know that there are plenty of families with kids who just do the activities that are happening at their resort pool. And they walk away from that saying, you know what? That was one of my kids' favorite days. Uh-huh. It wasn't in the parks. It wasn't whatever. They were at the pool hanging out that day. Everyone's relaxed. Mom and dad, can participate in the games, not participate in the games, whatever. But it's a good day too. So I think that the summer is always a great time to go. I don't think that there's any way we can predict whether the discounts will be better this year or next year. But I think there will be something available. Just be flexible if that's the most important thing you want to do, is take advantage of those.
What I tell my guests when it comes to, predicting, or, we can't predict anything, obviously, but just, trying to talk about possible future discounts. Here's what I say. Book the hotel that you really want to stay in and get that deposit down, get locked into that. But in the back of your mind, have a little bit of flexibility to where when those discounts are released, if and when that happens for your travel dates, maybe it isn't for Beach Club and you're staying there. However, if you're open to staying at like a deluxe studio at Old Key West or moving over to Animal Kingdom Lodge in a one bedroom at Kidani, sometimes you can hit on a 30% discount if you just have a little flexibility where, maybe you're really wanting Beach Club, but if you're willing to try it, and it's not better or worse, it's a lot of times it's a different experience, a new experience. And, that's where you get to make that decision. Do I want to make the change and save 30%, or do I really have, am I locked in on Beach Club? And you got it because you locked in on it early. Mm-hmm. Pam, I think that's the best way to go in a situation like this.
Agreed. We talk about at the agency, tell your agent your dream resort, right? So that sometimes when discounts come out, it may not be available at your resort, but it might be available at your dream resort, and it might not be that much more than you're paying right there, which I think is always, I think that was always one of my favorite things, to be able to say, you're staying here and here's the price. But we talked about how you've always wanted to say at the Polynesian. And here's the price for this with this new discount. And that's kind of an awesome thing that people are like, oh my gosh, I've wanted to stay there my whole life. And now I'm going to.
Yep. Boom. Two words, Disney math. That's it. That's
right. Yes, ask my husband. He became an expert in that early.
Yeah.
All right, Megan's got a question here in the live chat. It says, question for y'all. I've heard that on the Disney cruises, they may play a newly released or about to be released Disney movie. Has anyone had experience with this? My cruise is July 20th through the 24th of 2020, and Jungle Cruise comes out on July 24th. Any likelihood it might be shown? So Pam, we and Ricky, we've done this because what they do on Disney Cruise Line, it's very awesome because obviously they own a studio. So mm-hmm. what they call it is it's the premiere at sea. And so in replacement of your evening show, when a blockbuster movie comes out, like Endgame was premiered on the cruise line, you know, same day as theaters. Our last podcast cruise or one of the podcast cruises, it was Cars 3. It was
nope,
in the
two,
theater.
And it was awful. Two. And we all were bored.
No, I thought it was three. Well, no, it was two. You're right. I went to bed. I didn't even go watch it. I was tired that night. But I mean, like, we're going to be able to see Toy Story 4. Now, it's not premiering because it's already out, but we're going to see it during the podcast cruise. It'll be showing in the Buena Vista Theater. But Pam, I mean, Disney really kind of rolls out the red carpet and makes it feel like a Hollywood premiere at these things.
They do. They do. And that's really a fun thing that Disney can do. The only challenge with her dates are her last day, the day that she's getting off the ship, is the day that will actually premiere.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you won't be there that night.
And you probably won't be able to see it because they don't do it early, typically. They just do it on that same day.
Well, they probably do it at midnight, but I don't know on that last day if they would. I mean,
I don't know if they will either. Yeah. So you're just going to have to wait and see how they do that. But you will be able to see some great first run Disney films on the cruise. They usually are showing Disney films, but there are some great ones. Toy Story 4 will certainly be showing, and what else is out now?
Well, she's talking about next year, 2020. So,
Jungle
Cruise, and she's projecting way out. Yeah,
have to think about wow.
I don't know what's showing now. I definitely don't know what's showing July next year. No. That's not my jam.
What? Get my Karnak.
Yeah, that's it. Remember we used to do that. We got to bring that back. All right, yeah. So Chip's got another question. He says, what's your favorite all-you-care-to-enjoy restaurant on property based on the food? We have Big Boma fans, also dinner, not breakfast. Mm-hmm. So they're big fans of Boma when it comes to the all-you-care-to-eat restaurants. I'm trying to think because there's so many of them. So we're talking buffets. Ricky, give us one. What's yours?
So I'm going with Garden Grill. I love their dinner at Garden Grill.
That's
it's
good.
Fantastic. The characters are really good. I've never had a disappointing meal at Garden Grill.
Pam, what do you think?
Golly. How about Cape May? They have those the crab legs and.
Yeah, but I think they don't have characters. And oh wait, they weren't talking about characters. Never mind. Never mind. I was like, wait, they don't have characters for that one.
They do not. Yes, no, they don't. But they have more than just seafood there. They really have great ribs and rotisserie chicken and things like that. I think that that's a good choice for a lot of people.
It is. I've never eaten there because Pam can't get past the smell because she doesn't like seafood. And it's strong.
I mean,
the seafood force is strong.
Yeah, because there's crab legs and there's clams and
Yeah, totally. But I would say mine. I know it's not fancy. Trails End. It's a good value, and that is my kind of food, man. That is my kind of food, I love going over to Fort Wilderness just to have the opportunity to go there. It's so cool. It's so unique.
It's a cool loco.
All right, next question. Let's go back to the inbox. First time Magical Express. Help. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. With the help of Mike, I'm traveling to the world with my best friend in September of this year. Let me just clarify. I'm not Lauren's best friend, but she's going with a best friend. I helped her book the trip. Just for the record. We have decided to use Magical Express as our airport resort travel option. While we are seasoned Walt Disney World travelers, this is our first time we've ever used Magical Express. Sounds like Pam.
Right?
Any tips y'all have are greatly welcomed. I do have one specific question. This is my first time to the world without a rental car, so I'm a little uneasy about flexibility issues. For context, we're staying at the beach club and plan on spending most of our time at Epcot, so we're not too concerned with the travel to and from Epcot or the studios. However, for our Magic Kingdom day, would you suggest taking the bus, not the best at the beach club, or the monorail to the TTC and then to the park? For our Animal Kingdom day, what is your suggestion to get to the park? We have dinner at GECO that evening, so we plan on not leaving the area until after dinner. Thanks for your help, and thanks for all the Disney magic in between trips. You make the time a little more bearable. Lauren's down in Dallas, which they call the Big D, Texas. All right, so here's my thoughts on that. First of all, Magical Express, I've taken it many, many times. I think it's awesome. I mean, it's especially nowadays. I think it's the value of Magical Express has increased a lot with parking fees. Because, like, you definitely don't want to have a car because, I mean, even at Pop Century, you're talking, you know, the value is $15, $20 at the moderates, $25 at the deluxes. That's money you don't have to spend. You're not paying mirrors to get to and from the hotel. I think Magical Express is just going to become more and more popular. And it's simple. You know, you sign up for it. You're traveling, like, I'll take care of it for you. Obviously, you're working with me. You'll just give me your flight information. I'll sign you up. You get an envelope in the mail. You get your luggage tags, put them on your bags. You don't have to see them once you check them at your home airport. They show up in your hotel room. You get a letter. It tells you exactly where to go when you land at MCO. It is so easy and so nice. I mean, it's not the fastest thing in the world. It's probably 15 minutes faster. Use Uber or Lyft, but it's free and it's comfortable. And you get to watch a video on the way over. Get you pumped. I'm a huge fan of Magical Express. So, Ricky, you take it a lot too. So would you give her any tips for using it for the very first time?
Oh, I mean, Magical Express is seriously so simple. So all you have to do is go down to the B side of MCO, and they have signs that point you. It's all the way at the end of the hall, so just know that. But they have signs pointing you toward the right direction. You will need your magic band to get, you know, to the bus area, but it's so, so simple. I mean, they scan your magic band and they tell you which line to get in, and that's what you do. So yeah, I love taking Magical Express. I think it's a simple, easy way to get around, and I have zero problems doing it. I think you're right. It does have that bit of fun too.
It does. You know? I mean, it's like, I mean, you're on a bus that has Mickey on the side, which, I mean, we all know it's a Mirrors bus, but it's got an overlay, but I mean, it's like, I'd rather be on that bus than a Bi-State here in St. Louis.
Exactly. So I've had a good time taking Magical Express. So
yeah, and you get to watch that guy who he's a Street Master actor at the studios.
He used to be an Adventurers Club cast member. Yeah. Yes.
I love that guy. Yeah. What's his name? Herb? Something like that.
I don't know what it is in real life.
I'll figure it out. I bet you I know right now when this show comes out because I pay attention. I know all the evacuation procedures.
That's right. Good for you.
All right, Pam. So I'm thinking, of course, you can walk to Epcot in the studios or take a boat, friendship boat. I think the monorail TTC transfers just too many steps. It's too much work. I know that you use shared buses at Beach Club and Yacht Club and Boardwalk, but I'd still say just get on the bus, sit down, relax, play with your phone, talk to your friend, and soak it in until you get to the Magic Kingdom, because it drop you off right up at the gate at Magic Kingdom. You don't want to have to deal with the TTC situation if you don't have to, right?
No, you don't. You definitely don't. And, like, the other thing is to just where you get dropped off, that whole thing. It's just a better situation. And between the yacht and the beach club and that, it doesn't take long at all. That whole process moves really quickly. So I think that adding extra steps and extra stops is just not the way to go. It just isn't. You'll just save yourself a lot of grief and heartache, I think, by doing this.
Now, she was also asking about going over to Animal Kingdom. I think she meant Lodge for dinner at GECO.
Okay.
This is a thing. If you're going with your friend, I would splurge and get a minivan just one time during the trip and feel cool. I mean, because I think those are fun, or you could use Uber Lyft, you know, but I would probably, you know, one time get a minivan. That'd be fun.
100%. Yes. It's so worth it. I will tell you, my husband, now, you know how many times I've said he enjoys having a rental car.
Yes.
I have been able to move him off that point to some degree, and he will Lyft from places to places. He doesn't always have to have the car. He will lift. He still is not a fan of the buses, and I can't blame him there. That's his prerogative. He's on vacation. He doesn't want to deal with stuff he doesn't want to deal with. Right? I get it. No, neither do the rest of us. So But yeah, he does lift from place to place, and he said he can take a lot of Lyft rides for the cost of the rental car.
Totally. So. Yeah. That's when I stopped renting a car. Cause the first two or three times I flew down, I got a rental. It was just like part of the deal. And like, I started thinking, man, I can take a lot of Uber rides for the cost. And that was before parking fees. So, sure. That the parking fees, at least a Lyft ride or, cause at a value, I mean, it's a Lyft ride or an Uber ride's like usually $10, $15 with your tip, maybe.
Right.
So that's one night of parking. Anyway. All right. So Amy's got a quick question in the live chat. And we appreciate our live chatters over on Facebook. Hers is simple. Would you rather Le Cellier or Yachtsman?
Oh, oh man.
Easy. Yeah. I think for me.
I think it's easy for me too. I'm going to go Yachtsman.
Me too. Yeah.
I've never been to Yachtsman still.
Well,
oh my God.
I've been to Le Cellier a few times.
I was going to say. We do have a reservation. And for me, and I know Ricky kind of feels the same way, but they have these onion rolls that are so good. You would think a steak place, you're going to mention the onion rolls, but let me just tell you, the onion rolls are great. They present them with this roasted head of garlic and this fantastic salt. So good. The side dishes that you can order and the appetizers at Yachtsman are so, so good. Like, they have a truffle mac and cheese. Boom. Yeah. So good. Their asparagus is good. Just everything, like, even if you're just getting like the mushrooms, as a side, everything is just so good there. So I would get that. And you know what? We tend to have really good service at Yachtsman. Now, I haven't been to Le Cellier in a while. It's been a little bit, but it still reminds me of, this is going to take me back. Are there some old timers out there? Because let me tell you, the Le Cellier used to be the Jim of Cafeteria for Canada. It actually was a cafeteria. You would get a lunch tray, and you would walk down and you would pick out like your Jell-O with whipped cream here and your whatever. And you would do that. So that's how you would eat there. But yeah, it has a little bit of a dungeony feel to it, I think, right?
Like, it's like a man cave.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, especially when it's really, really hot in the summer. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little dungeon in your day. But I think I appreciate Yachtsman so much more. We've just always had great experiences there, and they have some really interesting food. So, yep.
There you go. We're staying at Yacht Club, so maybe we'll have to make it happen this trip.
Enjoy this? Their steak.
I know.
I'll send the kids away, and we'll come over.
Make them share something or go somewhere else.
Tell them to go eat at Hurricane Hannah.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking. Yeah, the fountain or something.
Bye. See you later.
Yep. All right. So I had a thought and I forgot. Oh, dude, Ricky, you're probably too young to remember Pope's Cafeteria at Central City. Do you remember that? I love that. Speaking of cafeterias, I love that place with my grandparents. It had exactly what Pam says. She just brought back a memory. The little Jell-O with the whipped cream. I got that every time. I loved it. And you just went right down the aisle.
Who eats the Jell-O with the whipped cream?
I was like six.
Is that your dessert choice?
I was like six with my grandparents. It was what you did.
It was true. The last cruise we went on with Beans, Hannah took her up to pick desserts. And you know what she picked?
The Jell-O?
Jell-O. The lime Jell-O.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
Dude, I'm so having a lime Jell-O on Friday.
The whole case of desserts. And she picked the lime Jell-O.
I'm getting one. Watch. Friday, I'm having a lime Jell-O. Watch.
That was it for Beans.
Please, somebody take a picture of it and send it to me when you get back on the cruise.
I'm definitely doing it. All right, next question is from Megan. Says, hi, my family and I will be at Epcot this fall during the Food and Wine Festival. That is a festival I've never been to, and I don't really understand it. How exactly does it work? Can I find a guide to it somewhere? Ricky, so walk her through how Food and Wine works.
So there's a guide, all right. We have it on the Mouse for Less. So if you want to find out about all the fun that happens during the Food and Wine Festival, we've got it listed there. All the seminars, all the menus for all the different food booths, the concert series. It's just, we've got everything over there. So that'll spell it out really simple. Like I said, there are basically in a nutshell, there are the different food booths that are all around each different country. There's usually about 30 to 35. Each food item costs anywhere between, $5 to nine-ish dollars, depends. The beverages cost a little more than that, especially if they have alcohol. You know, you can go around, you can pick the different food items that you want at different booths, try different things and things like that. That's really the main draw of a Food and Wine Festival. And then they do have like seminars and things like that. Special celebrities come into town. They have seminars where they teach you how to cook. Of course, you have to sign up for those ahead of time. Other special events that involve cooking. There are special dinners that happen at various Epcot restaurants that you can sign up for as well. Then they are like three-course meals usually during those. And they kind of talk to you about, you know, how they prepare the meal, that kind of thing. And then, of course, there's the Eat to the Beat concert series, which is a bunch of artists from the, you know, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, like my band Hanson, you know, that kind of thing. They come and perform, and they do three shows a night. So all the details are on the Mouse for Less about the Food and Wine Festival. Just search Epcot Food and Wine Festival and everything will pop up for you.
Well, and the thing too about the festival is it's just there. It's part of Epcot. It's part of your Epcot day. When you're there, you don't have to do anything extra. You just show up and you go around and...
Yeah, I mean, except for you do have to pay for the food.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pay for the food, but I mean, it's just like, it's a supplement. It's basically supplemental.
The event overall, yes, you don't have to pay.
Yeah, it's real easy. You just walk in and, man, there's all kinds of good stuff.
There's food, Moose, yeah.
All right, let's get to the last question of the day, and it's a birthday dinner question from Melissa. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky, love the podcast. We're taking our two sons to Walt Disney World for their third and fifth birthdays. And are wondering if you have done the Pirates and Pals fireworks dessert voyage. Our boys tend to go to bed super early, like 6:30 Central time. Holy God, I thought I went to bed early. 6:30 Central, but also stayed up much later on our last Walt Disney World trip. Do you think it's something they would enjoy at their ages? Any other suggestions for celebrating young kids' birthdays at Walt Disney World? Melissa's up in Minnesota. All right, so Ricky, have you written anything up on the Pirates and Pals fireworks dessert voyage? That's a mouthful.
I think we have a blog article that someone has done in the past about it. I obviously haven't done it. I think I'm a little too old for it. I'm pretty sure we have had somebody write up an article about it. The thing that concerns me is their bedtime and how early they go to bed. And even though they've been up late in the past, you can't guarantee that they would stay up late for that. And then you feel like you wasted your money if they didn't go.
Here's the thing I like about the situation, though, is I think with something like that that's experiential is that when you have a buddy, especially a sibling, it makes it easier to do something like that. I think when you drop off a single kid, they're going to be a little sketched out, you know, because they're like, they don't know anybody. You know, yeah, something like that. Pam, what are your thoughts on that?
So I haven't done this in particular, but I've done a lot of the different activities that they've had over the years, some specific to the kids, some not. This is actually for both, you know, this is for families to experience together.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was thinking the one was just the kids that they always talk about on the TA line constantly.
But this is the fireworks one. Yep. So what happens is they start in the Contemporary, and I've seen that group together before they go out to their boat. You kind of meet sort of on the same level that they do for the California Grill. So I've seen that lots of times, and they do a great job. There's like a couple of characters that are kind of scallywags that sort of get you out there on the boat and are joking around with you and keep things moving along. So it seems like a lot of fun. When I saw it, the people interacting with the characters were having a really good time and really enjoying it. And I think most kids will stay up for, you know, fireworks. I mean, that's a pretty cool event. So I think that it might be something that works really well for you and something that y'all can experience together as a family. So
did we not, Pam? I know years and years ago we took some kind of a fireworks cruise where the boat almost sank when we were out in Seven Seas looking. Remember, like, there was water coming in because, like, it was, I don't know what was happening, but the guy was driving it too fast or something. Like, water was coming over the edges. It was getting our backpacks wet. But we were docked right next to one of those. Like, they're having a blast. It was like a 40-person boat. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for sure. They did. They looked like they were having a great time. There was a lot of singing and music and whatever coming from that boat. So they were having a good time.
They were. They were having a good time. We were like bailing water, trying to stay afloat. It was like the Titanic. We're like, what's going on here? It's cold. It was super cold that night because it was like Christmas. It was super cold that night out on the water. Yeah, but I'll say, you know, give it a shot. I think it'd be kind of fun. You know, try things like, because I mean, you want to, okay, should I tell the secret we used to do to keep Paige awake till 3 a.m. for extra magic hours?
Okay.
Now she's 22, I guess.
Oh, I have a feeling I know.
We got her those, and I think they still sell them. Those like those tubes of just pure sugar of the different colors. Yeah, like we call them crack sticks.
Oh, man.
And just go at it, kid. Shoot us on sugar high solid for like 6 hours.
Nice. Awesome.
We have a picture of her with one that was like as tall as she was at the Magic Kingdom. Probably cost us like $20, but who cares? We're having a good time at night. And she stood up.
That's funny.
Great parenting, right? I know. It's a miracle she graduated college. It does happen. All right. We're going to get out of here before we give any more terrible parental advice. And thank you for stopping by today. And if you have questions, send those to mike@brguestpodcast.com. Today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. Ricky, what are we reading this week on Theme Park News Disney Edition? What's going on?
You know, it's actually, I say this now, it's been quiet, but we do have information about Topolino's Terrace, which is opening up at Disney's Riviera Resort, and reservations are now available for this, what will be a signature dining experience at the top of the Riviera. They're going to also offer a character breakfast in the morning and then the signature dinner at night. But it looks like it's got a fantastic menu. And of course, you're going to be able to have those great views of the fireworks in the evening. So this is definitely one to consider for sure. Since it is signature in the evening, there will be a dress code. So just keep that in mind. But breakfast, no dress code. So you're all good there too. But definitely something to keep in mind for those of you planning. I think the Riviera opens up in December. So get your reservation now.
All right. So stay in the know with great information just like this with Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's a free iOS app. So turn your Apple device into a Disney device today over at virtualmickey.com. Support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. I know Prime Day is coming up very soon. So when you're getting those specials, also click through our link and you'll just kill like 6 birds with 1 stone and it'll be awesome. So brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Again, I'm down at Walt Disney World right now. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram @BeOurGuestMike and @BeOurGuestPod. And I'll be live on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. So we're going to be back again on Friday where we're talking about Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge versus Disney's Wilderness Lodge. Which one is better for certain situations, for certain groups, certain times of the year? We're going to have a discussion to talk about these two very similar resorts, but they do have their pluses and minuses when you're looking for different experiences. So we're going to have a good time on Friday. So please join us for that. But until then, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. I'm headed to the parks. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.